This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all the Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you might be listening on the Odyssey app. We thank you for that. Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Do that today. You got a four-man junk show getting you through this Thursday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Jason Bishop is with us today.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, boys.
Samesies to you. John Paul Flame is back.
Happy to be back. What's going on?
Very good. Good to see you. And Eric Bickle is here, too.
You know, it's hard to fathom, but they say rain's going to end at 7. I got noon tea time, Cakes. It's kind of hard to fathom.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see how things play out.
I think it looks like it's going to be okay, but oh my God, it is pouring. It's not often around here, anyway, that you wake up and it's pouring.
Right.
Yeah. It's not often.
It was all it was doing is wreaking havoc on the local roadways. Because I take the B-Dub Parkway to get in every morning, and where it splits with 50, I saw a billion brake lights off to the left. So I was like, well, I'm just going to pivot.
That's trouble.
I'm going to pivot to the right and go down 50. And then it was smooth sailing for all of about 3/4 of a mile. And then there's an accident shutting down two of the three lanes of 50 right near the where it hits Bladensburg Avenue at that point, or Route 1, whatever it's called at that point. It's just a full-blown debacle.
It's always amazing that, I mean, first of all, the number of accidents you just have on a normal day.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, I mean, cars just wrecking all the time.
Sure.
You know, in heavy traffic cities like ours. But it's always amazing to me that, like, when the weather's bad, that some people, they just are oblivious to it.
They don't. And
they don't just, care. They don't adjust.
They don't adapt to the conditions.
Yeah.
It's madness.
Dial it down a little. I mean, it's pouring outside.
Can you leave 5 minutes earlier? Can you underdrive the conditions?
Yeah. There was some guy on Route 28 today. As I was approaching the toll road, who was on my ass. So I got over, and then he sped by me, and he got on someone else's ass. I mean, it's like 3 feet behind his car.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, you're such an idiot.
Right.
I mean, you're asking for a huge accident.
Yeah, you're just begging for it.
Begging for it.
Yep.
And, you know,
that's what we have to deal
with. People do what they got to do.
Got to deal with it on a daily basis. Especially when my brain isn't fully firing. It's early. It's not great.
You haven't had all your coffee.
I hadn't had any coffee.
Oh, you leave the house.
Leave the house without any coffee. Sans coffee.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how I do it.
Or any caffeine.
I'm not sure how I do it.
Because you should fall asleep.
And on my pivot, I drove right by a Dunkin' Donuts open 24 hours. I don't know why I didn't just dive in there and get at least a big giant cup for me and Matt Valdez.
Right.
I didn't do it.
Yeah. So you're going to play golf today with how wet these courses are?
Yeah. I mean, I was actually out there hitting balls yesterday.
Hope you like, walking the course or CPO.
I actually do walk. Yeah. So most often. So I will walk. But
do you have backup shoes that you use for the wet conditions?
I mean, I got like 5 pairs of shoes. I don't really care about that kind of thing. But like Squirrel is like that. He's like, yeah, I'm wearing my back. Like Squirrel, by the way, every pair of shoes looks immaculate.
Sure.
He says, I'm wearing, like one of my backup old shoes. He's even going to swap out his bag.
All my shoes are white.
Because he's worried about his bag getting. And then he actually said he might do cart path, even though it's cart path only, by himself, which is, by the way, the single worst experience playing golf is riding a cart on a cart path only by yourself. Because, you know, God forbid you hit it on the other side. You got to walk back. There's a lot of walking back and forth. Basically, you need people to help you I think. He's worried about just like walking in the grass all day and just like getting dirty.
Yeah, he'll never get over it.
What kind of
that's his thing.
What kind of guy are you?
He has a dirt phobia.
Well, I'm surprised that he's agreed to play because he's gonna get dirty. Yeah. He's gonna get muddy.
Well, he was preparing himself mentally by getting all his old stuff.
I brought
out.
Three outfits today. I need to change.
Yeah. Well, we just like to play, so we're gonna be out there.
Very good.
No problem. I was out there yesterday for about 2.5 hours, just working on a short game. It's remarkable how I can hit a perfect shot and then scull two in a row. Remarkable. I have an uncanny ability.
Golf's
to do
a humbling
that.
Game.
It's the most humbling
we all
game
know
ever.
That.
Most humbling game ever.
Very humbling.
Yeah. But I don't know. They say it's just going to stop at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it does. Give you, of course, a few hours to dry out a little bit. I know my friends in Tampa, they're parked on whatever they are on the 17th floor or whatever, just chilling. I guess they have at their condo, the second floor has a main generator, a theater room, sauna, everything. So if the power goes out, everybody just goes down to the second floor.
Nice.
And you just hang out down there. Because I guess, I mean, they're really hyping up
it's gonna be,
the life-threatening nature of this for a
lot
of people.
It's going to be storm surge. It's going to be up to 15 feet in some areas. So think about 15 feet of water coming into your house.
My wife said that in Cancun.
That wipes out the house.
Oh, house is done. I mean, it's going to be a category 4 by the time it hits landfall.
My wife said that in Cancun, like, you know, I've been to Cancun once. I'll never go back. I got sick, the diarrhea, the Montezuma's revenge. I literally will never go back. But she said that it's like, and I think entire beaches just washed, you know, overcome with the water.
Yeah, eroded.
Yeah, the resorts.
Bye-bye.
Just, well, I mean, it'll come back.
Yeah, I know.
But I mean, they're like flooded.
Right.
You know, and I can remember being there and how massive some of those resorts are. It's kind of, whew.
Yeah.
Bad news.
So you guys take the BW Parkway. I take the GW Parkway in.
Well, that's a nightmare in and of itself, too, with all the construction.
That's why I left super early, and it actually was smooth sailing.
Well, good.
So I got here early before you guys, and I saw that the basket is on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got the
basket. Did you guys do the basket bit?
Because
I brought in what I bought the night before.
We waited so everybody would be here. That was the best basket I could
find.
That
doesn't really look like a gift basket, but we'll use it.
I mean, I went to Home Goods and I scoured the place and I asked two employees. I'm like, "Do you have a gift basket like with a handle on it?" And they were like, "This is all we got."
Right.
So I wasn't going to go to another location. That was it. So that's the best that I could come up with.
It works.
It's more like a storage basket.
Looks like something you put your underwear in.
But it's fine. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's going to have to do.
It'll work.
And I also looked for the, anytime you get a gift basket, there's always like crinkled up like gift paper, almost like confetti that's stuffed around the gifts. I couldn't find that either.
Nothing.
So I just got run-of-the-mill gift wrap.
That's
so
fine.
So we can, you know, wrap the little individual presents. It's a little bit bigger than I had hoped, but...
Again, don't have to wrap the
beggars can't be choosers.
We don't have to wrap. I'm not wrapping. You want to wrap?
No, it's just gift paper, like tissue paper.
Yeah, just
like,
crumple it up.
Yeah, you can crumple it around the gifts, whatever. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It might not even make it to Ryan Poles. We don't. It's more
it's
for the
not
on the radio.
It's probably a 3% chance it makes it to Poles.
Right. Or less.
Less than that.
Yeah,
I think
less.
Yeah, I think the answer is zero.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right.
It's basically a gift that's mocking him.
I mean, unless he's walking by the front desk when the UPS guy comes
right.
in.
It's just not going to happen.
So again, we're sending him a gift because he allowed us to have the gift of Jaden Daniels.
That's correct.
He passed up on the best quarterback in the draft.
We appreciate his benevolence by taking Caleb Williams and allowing the generational quarterback, at least through 3 games, to fall to the Commanders at number 2.
I do think that Caleb will be fine, but I can't even remember. You weren't here yesterday? What days were you
not? I was not here yesterday.
I know that your wife was sick, but I don't remember what day it was.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Really?
It was yesterday.
I thought about it as I was driving.
He wasn't here yesterday.
I don't remember.
Wow.
I don't. I knew he wasn't here.
How do you remember to go to the golf course?
Mush brain.
I don't even know how you do that.
Yeah, mush brain.
No, I mean, just the shows kind of run together to me.
I
knew his wife was sick and he missed the day, but I
how's she doing today?
Last night she was doing not great. I mean, she basically was in bed or on a sofa all day.
Well, what is she?
But she has to go to work.
Just have this flu or what's some sort
of
virus?
She was vomiting. I guess stomach bug.
Yeah,
I'm not a doctor.
Those are never fun.
I had to Uncle Bucket.
Yeah.
That's an old school reference,
okay.
But remember when Uncle Buck had to take the kids to school?
Of course, in his old beater. Yes, I remember.
I'd never done the bit where I made lunch for my kid. That's just not my thing because gone. I'm sure you guys have never really made lunch for your kids to go to school.
Oh, I mean, I know I've done it before a long time ago, but it's been a minute since I've done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was like scrambling. I never make her breakfast, never make her lunch. Didn't know I botched the lunch because I didn't put in a snack. Apparently they have a snack in second grade too, so she didn't have a snack.
Delicious.
But got her to school and did that bit. But yeah, the wife was just in bed and or a couch all day because it happened to be the day. We have a cleaning lady come once every 2 weeks, and it was on cleaning lady day. And there's that awkward part where you're in the house while they're cleaning and they want to get in the bedroom.
Anywhere, you'd rather be anywhere
and
else.
And then, so you just got to move.
You'd rather be the MVA than in your own house.
It doesn't bother me.
It happened yesterday.
It bothers my wife. My wife will abandon the house when they come. Right.
Yeah.
I just sit there, and if they come by me, I lift my legs up.
You just go, you'd rather be anywhere.
Put the vacuum under my legs.
I think that 1 o'clock or so was the first time my wife left the bedroom.
Yeah.
And she just moved to the basement. I did watch a lot of Mr. McMahon yesterday because being home like throughout, that is a really good, it's a 6-episode series on Vince McMahon and the rise of the WWE.
Right.
And you'll feel nostalgic.
Sure.
Especially the first few episodes features a lot of the characters that we grew up with.
The old Iron Sheik, Sergeant Slaughter, Bob Backlund.
The beginning, though, they have a little graphic which says most of these interviews were conducted before like the latest lawsuits where he admits like the really depraved sexual things that he did.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good.
Netflix?
Netflix.
Okay. Might have to check that out.
I love me some documentaries. If it's essentially a documentary, I'm all in.
Well, it's a doc.
Yeah.
It's a doc and it flies by. I've watched four episodes.
I clearly can't watch it tonight because NFL week 4 starts in about 14 hours.
That's right.
Won't be watching tonight, but I'll put it on. I'll make a note.
Get those lineups in. Big one for Dallas. I mean, they lose in New York. They're 1-3.
Yeah.
Ain't
fine
great
with me.
I know. It's good for Washington fans.
Keep on keeping on. Got no issue with them struggling.
I have to start Daniel Jones in one of my leagues because Tua is hurt. And it's a super flex league.
Yeah, I was going to ask. It has to be a 2-quarterback league.
Yeah, I got nobody else. I picked up Skylar Thompson last week. He gave one point or 2 points.
That Dallas defense looks pretty leaky. Maybe Daniel Jones actually performs well.
Well, watch. No, my luck, Dallas will beat him 21-3.
Oh, I don't think that's happening. I don't think Dallas is holding anybody to 3 points, but we'll see how that works out. I would guess Malik Nabers is going to have a big game because that's kind of what he does at this point.
Yeah, well, if Daniel Jones is on his game.
CD will probably have a bounce back, though.
He should. Devin Singletary should have a big game because Dallas, I mean, they've just gotten dump trucked by both Derrick Henry and Alvin Kamara like in the last 2 weeks.
I guess I should root for the Giants, right? To like further just put another nail in Dallas's coffin.
Sure.
I guess that's who I should root for.
Sure. I mean, really shouldn't root for either of those teams because you're a Commanders fan. They're in your division. But if you have to choose one.
Well, I got
to
choose one.
I mean, you hate Dallas more than you hate the Giants.
No, it's just Dallas is more of a threat to win the division.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? Don't you think they're the Giants?
Yes.
Yeah, but
come on,
Daniel Jones ain't winning the division.
Come on, he's not, but Dallas has looked pretty poor in the first 3 weeks.
Okay, but it's 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, 1-2 doesn't write you off, but if 1-3, it's a lot more difficult now.
Hey, they're living
with the same. Cakes loves to make judgments on players and teams after 3 weeks when there's 14 games
left. They're living with the same problem that the Commanders are. They have a bad defense. And when you have a bad defense in the NFL,
it's true.
It's hard to overcome that.
I got
to
think that they're going to improve.
Where does their defense rank with ours? Because all people are doing is murdering their defense. Now, I know they have a better player than we have. I mean, Micah Parsons, I think, is a top 5 defensive player in the game.
In terms of what? Like yardage,
any of them,
points
where
per
are
game?
They in any of those metrics? Because I think
yardage,
we're
they're
horrific.
Right. They're just above Washington at 372, and Washington's at 377 per game. We're yards.
So, see, we're even worse. Go ahead.
Points per game.
Yeah.
They're worse, 29.7. They have worse defense.
29.3 to 29.7. So
we're 4/10 of
similarly ranked defenses.
But very similar. All people are talking about how bad their defense are. Are people across the country not paying attention to how bad?
No, I think they are.
Our defenses?
Yeah, I think they are.
People know. People are well aware.
Well, I just don't feel expectations for the team.
Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is look at the numbers and go, yeah, that defense is terrible.
No, understood. And if we watch it, I mean, you want to vomit.
Uh-huh.
But when I see the national commentators, I don't hear them obsessing on our bad defense. I hear them obsessing on that. Maybe it's because the expectations for Dallas are higher.
Probably.
No one's really sort of nationally talking about how dreadful our defense is. They should. Yeah, I wish we would be the focus of it.
Well, we'll see tonight. If Dallas has improved a little bit.
Dallas has allowed 17 in week one to the Browns in a win. And the last 2 weeks, they've allowed 44 and 28. And those were home games.
Who did they allow the 44 to?
To the Saints.
Yeah.
The Saints went in and just moved the ball up and down the field on them. Right. Like they weren't even out there.
Right.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
That's crazy.
But Dallas is scoring 26 a game, so they're scoring, giving up some points, but scoring. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see who shows up tonight.
Yep. So NFL Week 4 starts tonight. Dave Richard is going to join us at 8 o'clock to give you all the fantasy goodness that you need, all your lineup tips and advice. That's at 8. Brian Baldinger.
Baldy.
Odyssey NFL Insider. He'll be on the show at 7:20. We'll be joined by comedian Sebastian Maniscalco. He's going to give us a call at 9 a.m. And John Thompson III is scheduled to join us at 9:45. So you've got a big show on an open line Thursday here on The Junk. So we'll be right back.